This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are coming to you on this lovely Tuesday, March the 8th of 2022. You know, I get kind of some slack about that in regards to saying the date, but I think it's important for us to know what's going on. So I have to tell you, I hang out all the time and get to speak with some safety professionals throughout the world. And that's not me bragging, that's just me talking. And it's amazing to me about how other safety professionals will talk about what is going on inside of organization to organization, and how sometimes, well, we get to hear about what other safety professionals are doing, and we get to hear about what exactly is going on that they're working on and so on. But what I am saying about this is, you can be in the U.S., but somebody from the U.K. could be telling you something that somebody in the U.S. is doing. That's not you. Or somebody in the U.K. could be telling you about somebody in Australia. And you kind of get what I'm getting to. So as I talk about this and reference this, I think we need to talk today about the power of the word of mouth. The word of mouth marketing is a term that many of us have used or heard before. Not surprising, because word of mouth marketing has been around for as long as business has existed. Social media has taken over the modern business environment, and now many companies are trying to gain many likes and followers as possible to whom they can later market to. And if you look at it, a lot of safety professionals are getting inside of this business as well if they are consultants or people that are marketing to other safety people. But there's the thing, having 100 loyal and quality clients could provide you to be, you know, more profitable than having 10,000 followers who are only interested in getting deals and winning gifts. And that is the word of mouth marketing does for your business, provides you with quality customers, but also could be great for something if you are trying to expand your resume and go from one organization to another, because let's be realistic, that happens a lot these days, where people want to leave the organization they're with to go to another one. But what exactly is word of mouth? So maybe we need to go into that term a little bit better. Understanding word of mouth marketing. So let's just kind of go through this whole thing. Imagine you were out shopping and decided to check out a a store. When you stepped into the shop, the customer representative received you with a smile and proceeded to show you around the shop. Then you found a great product, which after using it, it found out that it worked perfectly and exceeded your expectations. Chances are high that you will tell your friends and advise others to ask them to try out X product. If they also liked it, they would share with their friends. This is word of mouth marketing, and it's simply the best marketing that there is. And you might ask why? Well, because trust the recommendation of their friends and loved ones than any other commercial or ad. So let's think about this real quick. If a friend of yours tells you, hey, I have this product that I tried out, or I have this safety product that I tried out, and with them already being a safety pro, you more than likely will say, hey, this is a good idea, and I'm going to jump out there and try this product because X person told me about it. It's kind of the way that it works. Same way when it comes to speeches, or same way that it comes about when it comes to recommendation for jobs. So if you are a safety professional and have worked at one organization, well, I would imagine when you're leaving, you're not trying to burn a bridge. That's just kind of the way that it goes. So you would do the proper thing of giving 2 weeks or 4 weeks notice, depending on the organization and how things are set up, and to leave on the best of terms. Because that way, later on, things don't come back to haunt you. I mean, it makes sense. And setting things up for the next person to be able to come in and take over and do the things they need to do. So you might sit there for a moment and go, why is word of mouth marketing so important? Well, the first reason is why your business should be used word of mouth marketing is that people trust those closest to them and are more likely to, you know, act on their recommendations. I mean, the same way applies to work. Think about it. It is the most effective type of marketing. Why do you think that most of the times when you see some marketer that's out there, they're trying to lure you in when it comes to certain things? And it's not, we don't want to come across as salesy. So moreover, it is unlikely that the word of mouth marketing will end after a single interaction. It starts with one person who tells two people or more, and people in turn continue to tell others. Now that you understand the importance of word of mouth marketing, now you can use it for professional growth. You can use it for your business and some other aspects as well. Because keep in mind, if you are all of a sudden telling people how to do something and it is better, well, somebody might tell someone and someone might tell another. I mean, let's be realistic. If we're talking about word of mouth marketing, the way that this podcast and essentially radio show and radio station started doing so well was because of word of mouth marketing. We put it out there, people found it, and they started to share. And believe me, it was amazing on how quick things took off because of word of mouth. So if we sit back today and we talk about how to leverage word of mouth, let's talk about it. Word of mouth marketing is all about connecting with your customers and less about collecting as many of them as you can. So here's how. I'm going to share some of these tips with you so you can take a look at how this might actually work. So if you make something average that doesn't spur the customer's interest, well, that's what's going to happen. They're not going to have the need to want to share it. The only interesting content or products are the ones that are worth sharing. And also when it comes to the work side of stuff is that if you are doing some kind of outstanding job. Now, I know that as we sit back and talk, sometimes safety professionals say that what I have going on inside of the workplace is not agreed on with the organization. And I get it. But some people will notice that you are doing a mighty well job and they might refer you somewhere else. It's kind of the way that it works. I will tell you, there has been so many opportunities inside of my lifetime that have occurred out of the most random scenarios. And we spoke about this before. We've had this discussion about this before. I will tell you, one of the things that has increased the interest of the things that I've been able to do inside of the market came inside of a text box inside of a chat box is really what it was, for a tech organization where some things just kind of ended up working out of that. So let's talk about only how you could focus on to make something interesting. Let's think about this for a moment. You can start by doing market research and finding out how a product or a service is able to go into market. then brainstorm, you know, with yourself or your loved ones or your team members and find something that you can create that will allow you to market it well by also providing a solution. But this could also apply to your resume. And that's where I think that sometimes we struggle, is that we don't look at our resumes as marketing material. Now, I'm not saying go out there and make some stuff up, because that's not the case. But what we are talking about is really involving on how that is a marketing aspect. Keep in mind that your traditional person that is going through resumes, there's a couple of different things that normally take place. If they are able to actually get them physically, which is very rare, they are looking for certain keywords to do so. Also, algorithms play another big factor into it. And if you do not actually hit every box that this algorithm is looking for, most of the times it can fall to the side. Unless you know somebody, that this would be the point of contact of getting it in there, word of mouth. So provide value. People will only share a product, experience, or service, or a resume if it offers value. So think about this for a second. Would you share a time that you experienced a mediocre service at a restaurant, or would you share the best experience? Chances is that it's the latter of the two. So whether you offer a product or a service, always make sure that it provides value to your customer or potential organization that you want to go to. I mean, think about this for a moment. You know, and if you arouse emotions for something to be unforgettable and worth sharing, it should arouse certain positive emotions in the customer or the HR person that you're trying to get your resume in front of. People are less likely to share the basic or average instead of them sharing something of, that the ordinary that would spark a high level of emotion to them. It's just the reality of the situation. I mean, think about this. There are normally two things that are shared. A great experience that you had at X, or the worst experience that you had at X. I mean, think about it. Unless somebody directly asks you about something, it is very rare for you someone to hear about that it was, all right. I mean, it wasn't the greatest. And there's so many different things that this can apply to as we are talking. I mean, this is why I keep on going back and forth and really putting the hard point and focus on us talking about resumes, because I think that it really needs to be important. So let me give you some thoughts real quick. Word of mouth marketing has the highest success rate of any type of marketing. And I will tell you, by doing this for years and looking into this, I can share that information with you. This is why your business, or you as marketing yourself, should leverage on things that hasn't been done so already. Remember, to succeed, with word of mouth marketing, you need to create something worth mentioning. Offer value that arouses positive emotion in your customer and potential organization that you're going to, and even the experience that you had with your previous one. So get those things right, and then you are golden. I mean, think about it. If you turn your marketing material, your resume, into something worth looking at, and you're able to have somebody else share the information with people, I mean, unless it's a service that you're providing, but it's one of these things where the word of mouth marketing plays such a key factor into it. And I will tell you, I have this conversation. I don't think I've ever talked about it inside of this show, or maybe I have. I get so lost in so many different shows that I get to do. But if you look at a lot at the stuff that we do inside of the world of safety, it really does evolve around marketing. And some people don't love me saying that, but in reality, that's what it is. What we do, to an extent, is marketing, because people can't touch, feel, or recreate what you are telling them, especially when it comes to the world of safety. So this is why sometimes people go out there and try to do a list. They'll try to go out there and do something else because they want to give them something tangible, opposed to it just being something they can't see. I mean, I tell people all the time about the marketing portion, and that we're essentially safety evangelists because it's something that they can't see. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that this is going to be a shorter episode than most, but I wanted to get that out there for something for you to think about, maybe slightly differently than what you think about other things. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.